last Wednesday, well, actually it was Thursday morning between 1 and 2am, I witnessed a vehicle, it was dark, but I witnessed a vehicle veer off the road to plough down my pet pig that was walking in the grass. Now, I'm looking for this person. It is the police are involved. The police are taking it very, very seriously.
Okay.
Because if they ploughed down a pig of 120 kilos and went out of their way to kill her, there's no skid marks near her body, and I saw no brake lights. I was out the back because I'd been tending to a sick horse.
Yes.
And I wondered, I saw it, and I thought, I wonder why they did that. That's a bit weird. But there's a lot of weird traffic going on, going down our road. It's a dirt road,
yeah.
And they're going to an unsavoury destination.
So this happened early this morning?
No, last week.
Oh, last week.
I've got some leads on it. The police are taking it very seriously because what's safe? You know, they've started. Have they started a pig, or is this an ongoing issue? Are they? What else will they plow down? Where will it stop? Psychopaths start by torturing animals. There's a $500 reward for information that will lead to charges.
Okay.
And that's at the Numurkah police station. The police have been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. I don't really know what to say. That's shocking.
It is shocking. It is shocking. It's not a hunter. It's no one like that. Hunters don't do that sort of stuff. It is someone who thinks they're a hero. Somebody somewhere will know information, and I am not going to stop until I find who did this. This pig went to puppy school at the Numurkah Vets. She went to the Cobram show, and she's too big by that stage to fit into the vehicle. So she wears a harness, or did wear a harness. Now she's deceased. We buried her on the family farm. It was terrible.
Mm.
And she was going to go to Chesterfield Children's Farm for a holiday and for the kids to be able to interact with her there. But somebody went out of their way just to take her life for 5 seconds of fun for them.
Yeah.
So there's something seriously deranged about them. We don't need those sorts of people in our community. They are a threat. They are a problem for everybody. Nobody's animals and potentially their children, because children are often on roads,
mm-hmm.
and kids don't look. If I see a kid, I always slow down, because they are unpredictable. Because until the minimum age of 8 is, that's the minimum age where they can actually judge the speed of a car. That is scientifically proven.
Do you have a description of the car, or any idea on what the car looks like?
It is, yes, it is some sort of four-wheel drive. It's either a ute with a canopy or a sedan. I couldn't see it properly, but there's rumours going around. People know. Someone somewhere knows. And I've been out this morning looking around. I've got some ideas. And if anything happens to any more of my animals or myself, we'll know that it is a payback, and we'll know that this person has serious psychological issues and needs to be locked up.